First, let's get the 8 o'clock news with Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet meets at government buildings in Dublin this morning, ahead of the return of the Dáil this afternoon, following the summer break. The Taoiseach Simon Harris is expected to update colleagues on measures that the European Commission proposes to take to increase pressure on Israel over its actions in Gaza and the West Bank. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
When the new Dáil term begins this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will face questions from the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, Labour leader Ivana Bacsik, the recently returned Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns and some independents. It's expected that the recent hike in electricity charges will lead to renewed opposition demands for a new cost of living package in next month's budget, something the government opposes in favour of introducing more targeted measures. At Cabinet, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will update his ministerial colleagues on how it's expected the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, will propose suspending a preferential tariff rate given to Israel by the EU as part of an association agreement. It's believed that the Taoiseach will say that while the reimposition of duties on Israeli goods is an important step, he believes that it's essential EU member states are given the opportunity to vote and give effect to these measures as urgently as possible.
Two people have been charged with the murder of a man in County Antrim. 42-year-old Barry Furphy died in hospital after being found seriously injured in an apartment in Lisburn in the early hours of Monday morning. A 37-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman, who were arrested at the time, have now been charged with his murder. They will appear before Craigavon Magistrates Court this morning. In the United States, prosecutors in Utah have vowed to seek the death penalty for the accused assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and gave new details of their case, including text messages in which he was alleged to have privately confessed to the fatal shooting. Mr. Kirk was shot dead last week during an event on a Utah University campus. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who was accused of the shooting, spoke only to confirm his name. Prosecutors released text messages allegedly sent from Mr. Robinson to his roommate in which he confessed to the killing. The Utah County Attorney, Jeffrey Gray, read out some of the messages.
After reading the note, the roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but am stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you."
The first full day of US President Donald Trump's state visit to the UK gets underway this morning. Mr. Trump and his wife Melania arrived at Stansted Airport last night before making their way on board Marine One helicopter to central London, where they spent the night. Meanwhile, police arrested four people after giant images of Donald Trump and the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto the walls of Windsor Castle. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
Donald Trump stayed last night at the US ambassador's residence at Regent's Park in London. This morning he will travel to Windsor Castle, where the pomp and ceremony of this visit will be on full display. There will be a carriage ride with the royal family, a guard of honour and state banquet, all taking place within the grounds of Windsor. In central London this afternoon, a Stop Trump demonstration will get underway. Upon arriving in the UK, the US president spoke of his love for the country, telling reporters that it was a great honour to be hosted by his friend, the King. Meanwhile, four people were arrested last night after giant images of Donald Trump and the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto the walls of Windsor Castle. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
A woman in her 80s has died after a collision between an SUV and a truck in County Roscommon. The collision took place on the N5 at Scrimmoge near Strokestown at around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. The woman, who was a passenger in the SUV, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV, a woman in her 70s, is being treated for injuries described as serious. The road remains closed this morning for an examination by collision investigators. It's day two of the National Ploughing Championships, with tens of thousands of people expected in Screggan in County Offaly again today. In addition to the ploughing competition itself, the event focuses on some of the key challenges facing farmers and showcases new technology and rural initiatives. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Visit Grant at the ploughing and learn about heat pumps, underfloor heating and HVO biofuel condensing boilers. Think heating, think Grant.
Any lingering rain, drizzle and fog will clear eastwards this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy with just limited bright spells, but there's likely to be more in the way of sunny spells through the afternoon. Highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees. And there's a warning that southeasterly winds will occasionally reach gale force 8 at first this morning on Irish coastal waters from Malin Head to Fair Head to Belfast Lough. Southwest winds will continue to reach gale force 8 at times today on Irish coastal waters from Sligen Head to Rossall Point to Malin Head.